been a mad couple of days, bro. Like, where do we begin?
It's embarrassing still. When things make sense to me, I'll stand by the gaffer.
Bro, I had the perfect analogy the other day.
Do you back these man character? Ultimately, I do.
How uninspiring.
I don't think there is a problem with the playing squad.
Old Trafford are running out of patience. Welcome back to another video on Field of Play TV. I don't even know like how to even start this ep, bro. It's a mad one. It's been mad. It's been a mad few days while the dust has settled. I don't know if, you know, you're wearing black for a certain reason. You know what I mean? We're both wearing black right now. But yeah, Sanch, It's been a mad couple of days, bro. Like, and yeah, we were going to just get straight into it. Like, Liverpool, I don't even know, bro. Like, where do we begin? Where do we really begin?
First off, was you surprised in some ways?
Yeah, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Like, I was surprised because I was like, I didn't expect us to be that open in terms of just how we was playing. But then I'm not surprised because we've been open for how long? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I still feel weird about the whole game and the whole result. Like, we've had bigger defeats. We've had bigger batterings. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
But that game just left like a mad sour taste. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was embarrassing still. It got to the embarrassing point. Like, there's defeats and then there's getting embarrassed.
Yeah.
And that got to the embarrassing stage. And that was not something I expected. But then, like, I hear what you're saying. Like, you look back on how we've been before and you go, okay, cool. It kind of makes sense. You should have kind of had that in the back of your pocket thinking, yeah, it might happen. Do you get it? But obviously, as the season starts, and like, it's not been blistering, but the first two games, you see differences to last season. So you're thinking that will carry on to the third game. Yeah. And like I said already, the biggest disappointment was that game against Liverpool. There was instances where we reverted back to what we were doing last season. And that's my biggest disappointment, because I didn't see that in the first three games of the season, including Wembley. So to see that, because we've maybe conceded a few passes or conceded an offside goal.
Yeah.
And to just revert back to, I won't say to type, because we'll see what happens here on in, innit? But to revert back to what we were doing last season in that game was most disappointing to me still, I'll be real.
Let's be real here though. What's even more disappointing, and to be fair, like, we're going to see if the honeymoon period for Slot lasts. But it's not good signs though, in terms of seeing a manager come in and, let's be real, bro, like, off the bat, you know what's going on, innit? Like, in terms of what he wants. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And why I say that it's a bit annoying for me is because we're, into our third year. And even though I still back the gaffer in terms of, you know, all the noise that's going on and everything, and I hope that he can turn it around, it is annoying that we can go into a game like against Liverpool, bro. Forget about the other teams, etc. You know how it is when we face City and Liverpool. That we can go up against Liverpool, Slot's first game, first big game, and he's whitewashing us at OT. Like, that, for me, is unacceptable still. I'll be honest. Like, and when I say unacceptable, I mean, you shouldn't have a new guy. Bro, he doesn't even know the league, bro. Like, what's your kind of take on that? Like,
nah, I hear you.
Do you get what I mean, bro? Because, different. It's different, you know, teams and a different kind of structure around Liverpool. They've had it in place for ages. And we know what Ineos have come in and done, like, straight away to kind of aid the manager and stuff. But my thing is just the tactics, bro, and how we look on the pitch, bro. Like, I'll be honest with you, like, I'm being so real. Like, I did not expect us to be as open as we was. And I keep saying it because I don't know if that's me being naive. I don't know if that's me being delusional. But I wasn't expecting us to get cut open the way we got cut open against Liverpool, bro. 2-3 passes, they're in on the back four. And I just think with our third season and your team kind of shaping to be what it is, I was livid still. No, I wasn't livid. I was just ashamed. Like, I was ashamed still. Like, I was saying to my boy that I couldn't count on my fingers how many times I was shaking my head at the TV still. I don't think I've ever done that much still before.
I think before we get onto the spaces, because that's been a reoccurring theme, and you talked about Slot, and he's come in and he's whitewashed us, yeah? There was the first half, I'd say the first 30 minutes, we done okay. The first 5 minutes, really good. First 5-10 minutes, really good. After that, it was okay, yeah? But, and when I say okay, I mean in the shape, and that's it. But throughout that first half, even though I'm saying we were okay, the touches, the passes,
the worst,
the layoffs, the Bruno had a chance to play out to Rashford out wide, bread and butter, didn't do it.
Mm.
Not because he chose to do something else, but because he tried it and it didn't come off. Same thing that happened at Brighton. So Xerxes trying all these touches, and I'm talking about every player. It was every player.
Mm.
It was one pass, but it will be a pass back to the centre back, and it won't be to his feet. It'll be to his left or to his right. He needs to go chase back after it. And from there, it's like you talk about Slot and coming into the, like, I wish I had them 4 or 5 players. Your Trents, your Van Dijks, your McAllisters, your Salahs. Those are world-class footballers, bro. They weren't losing the ball like that. And yes, there's no excuse for it because our team might not be as good as theirs, but what we were seeing in terms of the looseness shouldn't be happening. First and foremost, do you get? But when that now kicks in and they've now scored an offside goal and now they're creeping and now they've broke through once, I want my team to not go back to what we were doing last season. Personally. Little bit like Brighton. We were at Brighton. They scored. They took the lead. The spaces weren't there. We didn't flinch once. Do you get? We kept going. Yes, we conceded a super goal at the end of the game. But in terms of the performance, I didn't see us revert back to anything we done last season. Do you get?
Mm.
Against Liverpool, at the first sign of like, oh, they've broke us through and they've scored. And yeah, it was offside. After that offside goal, it's like not that we packed it in, because one thing I will say about these players who have packed it in squads before, I've packed it in, etc. This squad under my man has not packed it in once. Do you get? But it was just sad to see that some players will go to the press and others won't follow. Do you get? I don't know that's whether because it's a worry, whether they're getting behind, whether they don't trust their pace going the other way. But yeah, like the title says, it seems like it's a bit of same old, same old. And that's my biggest disappointment. Do you get? If we got bopped trying the same thing and not going back to what we were doing last season, but what we had done at Fulham, at City, at against Thing, I'd be like, calm. But it was more the fact that, do you get? Yeah. So that's my biggest disappointment. And like touching on what Slot said, again, shouldn't be coming to United and doing that, because we beat Liverpool and Klopp last season with them same players. But I wish my manager had the luxury of walking into a squad that had 4, 5, 6 players like that. Do you get?
That's all well and good saying, and I get you 100%. Like, he definitely didn't walk into the same situation that Ten Hag walked into, but we're 3 years in and you've got your players, bro.
No, so yeah. So basically, saying would Ten Hag have produced the 3-game Slot has, is the question. Yeah.
That's my worry, because I still back him, and I know when it's a thing where it's like, yeah, cool. You don't have to tell me. Like, no one's hanging me here by a rope saying you have to back Ten Hag. You know me, bro. Like, when I want to get my point across and when I feel like the end is the end, the end's the end. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So right now, I'm backing him, but I'm backing him with wariness. That's the best way to put it. And I haven't ever, since he's been our gaffer, ever said that. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I would lead to other things. If you speak to me about this, I'll say, nah, that's the reason. This is the reason. Mm-hmm. We were on Gold Diggers the other day, and I was saying, bro, the buck has to stop. It cannot continue. And he's doing things that I'm like, bro, why are you doing this? Like, from year one, he will do things, and I'm like, yeah, I hear you. Yep, hear you. I hear you. Even if I don't exactly disagree, cool, I hear you, bro. And then year two, injuries, cool. Flood waves of injuries, cool. Now you're into your third year. Your squad is building how you see it. Obviously, not every manager is going to get what they want, innit? But you've got players that I can say, yeah, you wanted him. Like, he went third, fourth. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, other gaffers, you get. So now I'm very, 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 very worried. Very worried still, because I'm like, cool. You're making decisions now that I am not understanding, bro. Like, I'm just being honest, innit? Like, I'm not understanding. Like, we were speaking and you were like, cool. Rashford, he's playing him into form potentially and all these things. But I saw Ten Hag as the gaffer that made decisions, and he made things, like, he made certain decisions that fans would probably be like, nah, why is he doing that? But it will pay off. That's how I envisioned him. Do you get what I mean, bro? Like, you're going to come in and you're going to make big decisions that, raw, like, people are going to be like, raw, what's going on here? But it worked. It might work or it might not work, but it was still a big decision. I am not under the impression that he can make the decisions that might just not go down well with the fan base. But even having said that, bro, you know, certain people don't even want Rashford to start. So that's not even a hard decision to make. And I'm only talking about Rashford because of the Liverpool game. I would not have started Rashford. I understand. And I said to you that if he starts Rashford, cool. But we have to win. And that might sound ludicrous, but the point I'm trying to make is, bro, off the back of the games that we had prior, Rashford, in terms of our wing options, should not have been playing. Garnacho showed what he can do off the bench, and he's played and he started a lot of the games last season. What are you doing? Are you trying to accommodate Rashford still in year three? Like, I don't understand, bro. That's where I am kind of very, very, very weary about his decision making. Like, dropping Bruno when he dropped him a few games ago. There's so many games you could have dropped Bruno, bro, when Bruno's not playing well. But you dropped him against Brighton when we needed a goal. For who? These are the things that I'm seeing now, and I'm just like, in year three, it's not going to really wash with, man. So now, moving on to September and the games that are coming up. So, I believe Southampton on Saturday, and we have Barnsley in the cup. We have Palace. Then we have FC 20. And then we have Spurs before the next international break now. Yeah. Cool. We need to win every game. We need to win every game, bro. I'm genuinely not joking still. Like, we need to win every game. Like, fans are talking about our style of play and all of this stuff. Bro, win every single game. Because now the pressure is ramped. Like, everyone expects, oh yeah, we're going to beat Southampton. And I do. Let's put that out there. Do you get? But if it gets to the point where, bro, we're not winning these games, bro, it's doomsday.
I'll be real.
It's doomsday still. He doesn't have long.
I'll be real. I wanted Ten Hag to stay. But seeing as it was a new ownership, deep down, I'll be honest with you, I knew, I didn't know this was going to happen, but I said there's a possibility of this happening where he loses one or two games and the pressure mounts. Now, that's an issue.
Because yeah, it is.
If he's a manager that ultimately led a group of players to eighth. Yeah?
What are you cooking?
Huh?
What are you cooking?
He's ultimately a Man United manager that's led a group of players to the lowest finish in Premier League history, bro.
And I feel like we neglect that, you know?
Yeah, we do. And that's a fact.
Mm.
Now, when the new owners came in, I said what I thought, and what I thought was I wanted to keep my man on. Because when things make sense to me, I'll stand by the gaffer. When things don't, like, and I got not excuses, but I got reasons to say why maybe this is happening. When that stops, and I run out of reasons, and things stop making sense, I can't any longer. Do you get it? If we do not win, you're talking about the month of September. If we do not win on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. That goes without saying.
What?
He has to go. For me, bro.
I don't like
3 defeats in 5 games.
No, wait, I don't like saying that because obviously if it's one game or if he wins the game with a last minute winner, does he stay now? No, I hear what you're saying. If you want to have that opinion, I get it.
Mm.
But I'm of just the opinion that I'm not saying if he don't win on Saturday, I want him out. I'm of the opinion that not just Saturday, but the whole month, like you said, if he doesn't win every game, we have to. If he does not win every game this month, I will get to the point where I do not see him, given the start we've had, finish May as United gaffer.
Yeah.
And that's me taking into account what I think their man will do. Do you get it? I'm not saying I want him gone if he don't win on Saturday. I'm saying he will not see the season out.
But what about you?
I'm starting to run out. It's a lot of things are starting to not make sense.
Bro.
Because last season, we were going back and forth. And it was true. This stuff made sense to man. The injury crisis was ridiculous. There was partnerships at the back in midfield and up front that made zero sense.
Mm.
How can you expect to play any type of football? Forget the type of football he wants to play. Any type of football. When you've got Casemiro can't move, Young G and Evans at times. You've got a right back at left back. You've got a left back at right back. You've got strikers up top that ain't strikers. You've got a midfield two that are just the complete opposites. And then when these guys get replaced, it's the complete opposite. You have one striker, he's injured, and then you bring in a complete different profile. Do you get it? So I start making sense of that. That makes sense to me. It might be basic, but it makes sense to man. So that's what I'm going to stand on. We got Mazraoui. He can play now. So when Shaw's injured, we're calm. Do you get it? Oh, Hoyland's out. Oh, no, we got a striker now that can replace my man. Got a striker. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Got centre-backs now. Oh, they're lit injured. Maguire can come in. Oh, Martinez, Euro. Do you get it? We got all of that. It's not making sense anymore, bro. So if the results don't start picking up, what am I going to start saying?
He's not helped with the players that ultimately are letting him down as well, though. But that's his issue because you brought them in. You vetoed it. Mount. We don't need to get into Mount. Do you get what I'm saying, bro?
Have mercy.
Do you get it? Like, so Casemiro, who he signed. Antony. Onana. Like, you get it, bro. Like, I'm just of the opinion that if you're not beating Southampton, I'm already, like, I'm raging. Like, I'll be honest, I'm still raging. Because
it's not just beating, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously not. But I'm just giving you the bare minimum. Get out of that game alive. Get out of that game alive and go on a run.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Bro, because if you don't get out of that game alive, I'm not looking at it as, oh, it's Southampton and we're 3 games in, 4 games in, whatever it is to the season. I'm looking at it as 3 games lost in 5. Simple.
Yeah.
4, sorry. Mm-hmm. 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
3 and 4. Just deep that, bro. So I'm not looking at it anymore as, oh yeah, nitpicking, and I'm looking at it as...
No, that's why it's run out of reason.
Bro, I had the perfect analogy the other day. Cool. So how I've been seeing United and Ten Hag, let's say there's a canvas in front of my face and I'm just by the canvas and I'm, you know, making my painting. You can't see the whole painting. You can't see the whole view because you're so close. You're adding your DL. You're adding your brush strokes. You're getting it going. But when you step back, you're able to properly analyze. And some will say, why didn't you step back sooner? But when you trust a gaffer, you don't just trust him. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Over one thing, or that you trust the gaffer properly. If you trust the gaffer, well, me, when I speak and I'm talking about, I trust this gaffer, it's not just because of one reason. It's not just because of his Ajax philosophy. Mm-hmm. And all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. You have different reasons, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And let's not act like the whole fan base was not, you know, thingy and Ten Hag, bro. Like, everyone wanted Ten Hag when he came in. So for me to now say, cool, this guy's got to go, I've got to see the evidence.
No point of return.
I've got to see no point of return, bro. Some people is different. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
And talking the importance of the next month, yeah. You mentioned three signings.
Yeah.
From the last ownership, yeah. Yeah, he wanted all of them. But like we've read and like it's been spoken about, he had too much power in it.
Mm.
And those, we can't change what's been brought in. Do you get?
Yeah.
Those three players got brought in when they shouldn't have. 60, 60, 80 odd. That would not happen. I'm pretty confident that will not happen with this ownership. Do you get? So it's even stuff that he's done that he has to unwind. Do you get? We've made a signing on deadline day, yeah?
Mm.
Now, the way I think we want to play from what I've seen, for his sake, my man
has to work.
Nah. My man has to... You see what Casemiro done in year one?
Mm.
That's what my man has to do.
Yeah. 100%.
And nothing below that. And there's a possibility with the way we do want to play that it might go that direction. I don't rate my man to the point where I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm banking on definitely doing his thing. Do you get? But we saw on Sunday, let's not forget, yeah, we broke through all of this, blah, blah, blah. But what my man done...
Casemiro, was, for your information.
was...
It's unforgivable. Through the game.
It's
unforgivable if we're being real, bro. Like I don't know if it's just because we've just been holding hammerings and the standards have just been low, but what he did... He shouldn't even be in the squad for the next game. Bro, you have cost us two goals. Like, you know how some man will say, oh, the defense could have still played their part, or the team shape after we lost the ball. No, where you lost the ball twice.
It went straight, one, two goal.
Bro, this is the Prem. You lose the ball in
against
the final.
Them, man.
Against Liverpool as well.
No, that's what I mean. Against
no, but
them,
let's even forget about Liverpool. Other teams in the Prem will punish your ass.
Yeah, so to do it with them, man, is just, like I said, it was the worst. The worst. And you know I've been going for time or whatever. The worst performance. And I've seen some stinkers. Let me tell you that. I've seen some stinkers, bro. Do you get? The worst. And you didn't even play the full game.
Yeah, deep it. Man got hooked.
The worst performance I've seen at Old Trafford in my time of going weekend, getting held, holding something for years on years.
Pause.
The worst performance I've seen. And yeah. We're saying that. And you hope. And by God, bro. By God. Boldy, better hope my man comes in and's not doing that.
Mm.
And is cutting the distances in transition, when we're in a block, when we're going forward and they hit us on a counter, he best hope my man can run enough. Because what he's asking of these players is a lot. Mm. And what he's asking of Kobe, I don't agree with. I see the way he wants to play. And if it ends up banging, I hear it. But it's going to need my man to carry a lot of load.
Yeah, 100%.
So the stats, the numbers show that. It shows that he can. Is he going to run another man into the ground? That's what's going to cost my man his job. That's the difference. At this moment in time, we started the season without Ugarte. And it's mad to say that the season might be hinging on Manuel Ugarte. Do you get it? But we didn't start the season with Manuel Ugarte. He wants to play a certain way. It obviously reverted back to type when we played Liverpool. So he better hope my man works. Because if he doesn't work, if Ugarte doesn't work, my man will lose his job.
I even think it's even more than that. I think his decision making, bro, let's be real and honest here. Old Trafford are running out of patience. When do we boo managers' decisions? Like you gotta remind me. Do you get what I'm saying? You've got to remind me. But even if there has been boos or it's always directed at the players, his decision got booed. Do you get it, bro? That is worrying. Like, Old Trafford were clapping him after the 7-0 against Liverpool because they still backed him, etc. Do you know what I mean? When things like that start happening and you're getting booed for the decisions you're making, I think, and I hope not, but I think the writing's on the wall in terms of the support that the fan base are still willing to give him. I just think, because you know what it is, bro? You look around us, yeah, and you see other teams progressing. Like, cool, we laugh at Chelsea and that, and they're still, you know what I mean, in the mud, but they're still, like, they're progressing. Do you get what I'm trying to say, bro? Like, they are. Like, so you look at Spurs, progress. You look at Villa, the likes of Brighton, you see teams progressing. Not even in just their squads, their way of playing. Just all of these things, bro.
In year one and year two.
You get what I'm saying? So, and I said to you when we were under Oli that, bro, all I want to see is progress. When I stop seeing that, sorry, bro, you got to go. So this year is going to be very vital in terms of everything that's going to happen and how things are going to play out. What are you saying in terms of the Champions League? You still think that we can make it? Like, off the signs of you know, the early season form.
It's a good question. I'm not gonna bottle it because of two games. Mm. But it happened in year one. Lost two out of the first three. He managed to sort that out.
And in year two, we finished eighth.
And it made sense to me. Do you get like I was saying? But in year one, I had confidence that he could turn it around. Mm. In year three, it's more hope.
Yeah.
And I touch again on the signing. I think it hinges. The same way it did Casemiro. Casemiro didn't play the first three games of the season. Mm. Started coming into the team. Things started sorting themselves out. And it can take one player sometimes. Do you get?
Mm.
So it's more hope than the expectation I had in year one. But it's a big month. I think I tweeted it a couple of weeks ago. If he needs to leave this month with wins across the board.
Because
if he doesn't, I think it just becomes a... And that was my worry. I'll be real. I wanted him to stay, but that was my worry when they kept him because it's like, I just knew it. Mm. You're going to lose a game. You're going to lose two. And it's just going to be because people don't want you in. Do you get it? People don't want you in. People don't rate you. Bro, pundits don't rate my man.
Mm-hmm.
No, do you get it? So once things start crumbling before our very own eyes, the pressure's going to be on, not like it is normally. Not like it was in year one. There was no question marks after he got battered at Brentford. Do you get?
Mm.
Whereas now when you're keeping the gaff, look at Carragher. He was having a field day at Old Trafford, bro. He was having it off with Gary Neville. Do you get? And that's because they kept him.
Mm.
And that's the price they got to pay. So it'll be interesting to see how they move. But yeah, the confidence ain't there. But I do hope he can turn it around. Because I kind of still can see what he's trying to do. And I hope with Lenny coming back, Shaw coming back, Hoyland,
Sure, coming back. Don't joke with that one.
Ugarte. That hopefully you can, you know, get a run together and get back into the season, innit? That's my hope.
Yeah, I hear it. I don't know, man.
Cause it was just Liverpool, by the way. The first two games I was happy with.
That's the annoying thing though.
No, it is annoying. Because if you didn't mess up that goal, that's 6 points, then you get battered like that, you're like, do you get it? But when you concede the goal the way we conceded goals last season, then you get dealt with like that on Sunday, just makes our matters a whole lot worse, innit?
Yeah.
The right numbers got to start coming up, bro. You can't just say, oh, Bruno wrapped the pass. And then Garnacho didn't slap it into an empty net. It hit my man.
Zerski,
and then my man's unmarked in the 90th minute. Oh, we played well, though. That ain't going to run, bro.
It's not going to run.
You get it? So
it's
not going to run. When we do go to Southampton, or if we go to Palace, which is a trickier game, and the game's in the balance, and we get a chance like that, you have to bag it. Because you can't. We're running out of excuses. We ain't got time. Do you get? For then Mateta to dunk on us in the 93rd minute again. Because that's what we were doing regularly last season. It wasn't just a one-off last season, bro. Every other week, dunked on. I've never held so many 90 minutes in my life, bro. It felt like every week I was holding a 90th minute dagger, bro. It was taking it out of me.
We got a new striker now.
This guy, fam.
This guy.
Fez and Ketz. If Ketz dunks on us, do you get it? But it can't. We ain't got that privilege anymore, bro. We ain't got it. Year one, we had the privilege. We ain't got the privilege now, bro. So it's not just good performances where you win 3-4-0. It's the games where it's in the balance. 1-1. You're on the counter. You got a sweaty. Pass it to the right man. Win the game. Or if it is teetering out to a draw, see it out.
Yeah, that's our issue. It's either we lose or win.
Bro.
They don't know how to battle.
Because you're thinking it was a good performance. We wrapped the goal. Okay, don't lose now.
You almost knew.
Yeah.
You almost
when my
knew
man wrapped it,
when
we
that
knew.
Offside goal got disallowed.
Yeah.
100%. You knew what was coming. There's a stat going around.
100%.
90 minute winners against us. 6 since Ten Hag's come in. 2
before
since
that.
1990 something.
Boys, I have a question for you.
Go on.
How much do you think it also comes down to personnel? So the players you actually have in the 11. Character, charisma. When it comes to dealing with backs against the wall, how much is it the manager and also the players?
That's a good question still. That's a good question. And the reason why it's a good question is because I don't know many that I can say, if I'm being honest. Like, let's be real here. Casemiro made that mistake against Liverpool.
I'm looking at
if I was a surrounding player, how am I going to look at him and say to myself, all right, cool, it's calm, we go again. The guy is going...
Brother, he's the most...
He's just looking... That's my point, though. How are you the most experienced player we have and you concede... Cool, people make mistakes, innit? It was a clanger, but cool, you've made a mistake, innit? After you make that mistake, because I see you doing it when other people make mistakes... You're quick to do your cojones and all of that stuff and be pumping people up. But when it's you making a mistake, you look like you're just going into your shell. I'm looking at him at the Liverpool game and he's just going. He's just looking around, bro. How uninspiring. And then let's be real here. When I speak about the gaffer, I support the gaffer for many reasons, but. Do I look at Ten Hag and say, yeah, straight, like, bro, he's inspiring, like, off the pitch, yeah. But when it's in-game and we're under the cosh and all these things are happening, I don't look at it like, yeah, we're Ten Hag's going to say something to the players and, yeah, bang, out of nowhere, we're just going to start, you know what I mean, upping the level. That's just me being honest, bro. Like, I haven't seen that. And his in-game tactics and how he impacts the game has always been a question mark for me in terms of when we're down. When it's going well, it's cool, bro. You get what I'm trying to say? And let's not discredit his first season with the substitutions that he made. He made very important substitutions that got us out of games and made us win games. But now we're in year three, bro. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And I am not confident in not just the team, because our personnel, bro. I look around, bro, and it goes without saying,
Go on. I hear you, bro. I hear you.
Go on.
And I hear the question, going on, touching on Lamz's question, yeah. At what point? Like, I get it, bro. I get, like, last season, I got it. I banged that drum, because it was like, you lose a player and you get a completely different one. And I know we're not perfect, because if we lose Kobe, we're going to be in that same situation. So there is instances where the personnel isn't tip-top condition in terms of replacing someone or in terms of maybe starting. But for me, going off that question, let's just talk about Sunday. The Liverpool game, for example.
Include character into it as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What more? What, like that was arguably our best side. I shouldn't be hearing personnel. I'll be real. I shouldn't be hearing personnel.
Best side on the day.
On the day, yeah.
Oh.
And it's good enough, bro. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, Shaw got injured, but supposedly we got a ball playing fullback now.
Mm.
So it shouldn't be a problem.
Character, though. How many of them players are going to get you out of the mud? When we actually look around the team, bro, who is going to... Bro, I don't look at a lot of them players like, yo, I can bank on you, bro. I don't. When we start going around the team and we look at Onana, is it because of his confidence on camera and how he speaks? Because when he's lumping it down the line and he's kicking out a play, how inspiring is that? How inspiring? And then we look around.
But this is what I mean. I'm going back to the point where how long am I going to keep saying this?
No, because
I go back to these players, and these players, Onana was at Inter.
No, that's not what it's going to be, though. The point I'm trying to make is you are playing these players and you are the ones that signed them. So the buck has to stop.
No, but I'm talking about personnel. You're talking about personnel, yep, and character.
Yeah.
These men were characters elsewhere, bro. These men, I should be... Me, on their day, I should be able to bank on Onana's character, Delitz's character, Dalot's character, Casemiro's character, Bruno's character, Rashford's character. Do you get... So at what point, because that's the question. The question is, do you back these man's character? Ultimately, I do.
No, I don't still.
At what point am I going to start saying, do you get it?
I'll be honest, I actually don't.
So it's like, I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that question. Because it's like, at what point is it going to stop, bro?
They've showed me that I can't. Remember, you're talking about Inter. That's Inter. Yeah? And cool, you're coming to United now. And yeah, we know the jersey weighs heavy. Cool. That's cool, bro. But I can bank on Leach's character.
I forgot to mention my man.
Leach has been out. But it don't matter if Leach are this and that. I know. Do you get what I'm saying? I can say hand on heart, I can bank on Leach's character. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
No, but my point more so was that's more worrying. I'm not defending the players. Like, I'm not going back and forth on the players.
Mm.
My point more so is the fact that it's looking tough on the gaffer.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
No, I agree.
Because these are guys I bank on. These men were elsewhere. These men were dying for Delitz and Mazraoui not to go.
Yeah, it's kind of a double... It's kind of a double answer, because...
The reason is
cool. From the clubs they've come from and even what they've showed at United at certain points, yeah, cool. But then when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, bro, and we're under the cosh or we need someone to inspire the whole team, they're not doing it, bro.
Yeah.
They're not doing it. Yeah. So it's kind of a double answer, because the manager is the one that falls at the end of
it. But I'm starting to get to the point where it's not... So on Sunday, let's say we drop points on against Southampton, yeah? I've stopped looking at the players. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say.
There is time... Under Ole, if that question was asked under Ole... or under Moyes, or under so-and-so, I would say, nah, these players packed it in. Because I believe they did. I don't think I have a problem with these man's mentality, bro. I think it's getting to the point now where the gaffer is struggling to squeeze it out of the... Like you said, it works both ways. And I had these I've had these conversations now and again. Do you get it? But I'm getting tired of saying the players, the players, the players, the players, the players. So to that thing, I don't think there is a problem with the playing squad.
Seriously?
In terms of that, yes, bro. At this point, after the summer we've had, after what I think the areas we've corrected, numerically, bro. I don't see why.
Character is a big thing, though, bro. It doesn't just cut, like.
I'm saying character because, like I've said, I've seen it elsewhere and I've seen it at United. So if that's not, if that's failing to squeeze out, who is it? And I don't want to say my man, so because no, I want him to turn it around.
Two things can coincide, bro.
But at some point, it's like, is it gonna coincide the whole 3-year tenure?
Definitely not, because the buck is going to stop.
So that's my answer is I've stopped. And personally, this season especially, looking at certain individuals, bro.
I hear you, but I think it's both. In the sense, I'm saying more.
I'm more inclined to say that group that we've assembled over the summer has got more than enough, personality-wise, quality-wise.
Who are you referring to? That has added to that.
The bunch of players I've just named, bro.
So, like who? Did you say the new players coming into it?
Yeah.
So on who are the new players?
I believe, apart from Xerxes, all of them. And Yoro, sorry. I think those are three. You're bringing in three experienced brothers that have played at top clubs. Them man didn't want them to leave, the two of them. I think they've got quality. And I think Ugarte is a guy, if he's got nothing, he will not pack it in.
No. So what I'm basically trying to say is those three players that you just mentioned.
Yeah, on top of what I think we've already got is enough.
Yeah, see, that's the issue because what we've already got, I don't think bare man have character. And when I say character, no, but you can be experienced.
If you're adding that together, that's the bulk of the 11, bro.
But then, for me, it's Licha, Casemiro, and Bruno that I would, before that question was asked, would say. Do you get what I'm trying to say, bro? So,
Fez, I think it's a bit more in.
Yeah, that's fair. But, bro, there's man that have packed it in. I don't even want to see, like, there's names, there's no point. But under other gaffers and all of these things, so I can't really look at you. I only look at the players that I can say, yeah, you stand up tall. And Casemiro, what he did against Liverpool, the way he was moving, was very worrying and alarming for me because I did not expect that from him. You make a mistake, pick yourself back up. How many times have you been in the game, bro? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at that like, ooh, this is techie.
Yeah, but yeah.
This is
but
techie.
That's ultimately the thing. I think we've got a few more than what you think we've got.
Mm.
So I probably think it's enough of the players now.
And when I mean, I put character with experience. So that like Kobe, no. I think Kobe has character, but I won't name Kobe because you ain't been in the rut, bro. You ain't been in the mud. You ain't been there yet. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And the man that have been there, in my opinion, have showed that, yo, if it's to go to other teams in the world, how would you deal with all the pressure that's going to be coming? How would you deal with bad performances and all of these things?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, I think two things can coincide. You think it's more
lenient? I think they can both coincide, but I think it comes to a point now where it's like, enough of the players. They get enough stick. Do you get
it? I hear it. Who's going to motivate them?
I'm looking at... I like him. He's one of my favourite players, granted. And I'm not saying it just because of this. But like I said, we got managed to eighth.
Yeah.
And my right back stood up and was counted. That, for me, shows character. That, for me, is someone I can count on. Do you get it?
Even on Sunday,
getting ran through. Again, he stood up tall, our best player. That's someone I can count on. The same with the other players I mentioned. So I think it comes to a point where start talking on the manager, talking less on the players. But again, at the same time, once you get burnt so many times, I hear what you're saying as well. So it's just the It's the mess that we find ourselves in.
Mm.
And like we said at the front of the video, if my man don't sort it out this month,
mm.
we're not talking about by December.
Yeah.
This month, it's looking long for my man. So,
mm.
yeah, I agree. I agree with you to some extent, innit?
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot has to change. And very, very quickly. Like, the patience is running so, so thin with the fan base at the moment. And rightly so, do you know what I mean? But, yeah, we'll be back with another video sooner than you think. Hopefully, things have changed by then. Because, yeah, we're just at the end, really. Like, we need things to really maneuver. But, yeah, man, T4, Sanch, thank you for being with us with another episode. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, notification bells, make sure they're on so you don't miss another drop. And, yeah, that's us. We'll be back sooner than you think. Peace.